Man, look, I'll do anything you want, man. Just let me down. Seymour leans casually against the wall next to the garroted soldier, smiling viciously as he kicks forcefully against the wall, absolutely beside himself with terror, while the flames quickly and quietly start to catch on his pant legs. The soldier lets out a loud, horrified whimper, and Seymour laughs fiercely at him before saying calmly, "Don't spend your last moments begging. It cheapens us both. Come on, man. Have a heart." You make me laugh. Swiftly pulling the soldier's helmet off and removing his jade prime soldier's jacket, Seymour slips the helmet onto his shining, white-haired head and takes off his own coat. In the instant when he pulls off his long black cloak, he catches a small glimpse of the strange black brands burnt into the flesh on his forearms. Staring at them absently, Seymour shakes his head to clear his suddenly distracted mind and dons the prime jacket without further hesitation, making sure that the sleeves fully conceal the curious stigmas upon his forearms. He grabs a nearby shoulder bag full of various contraband objects, unceremoniously dumps the objects onto the ground, stuffs his own coat inside, and slings it over his back. Upon exiting the vault, Seymour takes one last look at the garroted soldier and smiles at the sight of the soldier's horrified, tear-stained face through his pilfered helmet. "You're dismissed, soldier." Seymour exits the office into the dark, waterlogged corridor, and it is suddenly filled with horrid, anguished screams of indescribable agony as the young soldier mounted to the wall burns alive. The pungent smell of cooking flesh soon fills the hallway as Seymour continues to calmly ascend the facility, resuming his slaughter while making its way toward the exit. Approaching the emergency exit at the very end of the long, dark corridor, feeling that his conspicuous hair will arouse suspicion to the soldiers outside, Seymour ties his hair up under his blood-stained helmet, makes sure his black choker on his throat is tight, hitches up his bag, and finally strides out into the parking lot of Div 7, where soaked, disgruntled-looking troops angrily load countless drenched and bloodied-up inmates into the back of APCs. Cautiously searching for Solari through the bedlam, Seymour finds a sergeant standing near a full APC, exasperatedly shouting orders to his grunts. Putting on his best grunt voice, Seymour approaches the sergeant warily, whose eyes momentarily flick towards Seymour, and continues shouting orders. "Excuse me, sir. Do you know where I can find General Solari?" "What? Oh, sorry, soldier. Yeah, he left Div 8 a few minutes before the fracas erupted. Why do you need to know?" "I have a crucial report to give him about the one responsible for the riot. It must be done in person." The sergeant considers Seymour for a moment, taking in his soaked appearance before saying dismissively, "All right, well, if it's that important, hop into an APC. We'll be off in 5. "But where are these APCs heading, sir?" "The APCs with the secured inmates are heading for Div 6 for execution." Seymour glances over at the scores of Div 7 inmates being forcefully crammed into the open APCs on the other end of the crowded lot, and despite not really caring, he says in a somewhat condescending way, "Doesn't seem lawful to execute convicts if it's not on their charge, sir." "Eh, technically not. But the world doesn't need people like them, you know? As long as it's on the down low, there won't be a problem." "Yes, sir. What about the other APCs? Where are they going?" "The ones with troops are heading to Div 8 for medical aid." "I see. Thank you, sir." Vigilantly entering a nearby overcrowded APC with injured, irritated soldiers, Seymour sits nervously on the only empty seat within the confined, windowless vehicle, slides the visor up on his helmet, and surveys the wounded men with a furtive smile. He takes in their battered, bloodied-up presence with a conflicted battle raging in his heart, forcibly catching himself between guilty happiness and heady nausea. "Just remember, every single one who dies here gets me one step closer to victory. Don't forget that." Immersed in his own thoughts, Seymour distractedly slides his jacket sleeve up slightly and sets his sights once again on the mysterious Stygian stigma. While Seymour studies his brands curiously, still feeling at odds with himself, an older-looking soldier with a large bloody gash above his eye sitting next to Seymour watches him as he stares intently. When he notices the old soldier surveying him curiously, he self-consciously slides his sleeve back down, cutting off his train of thought, and addresses the soldier coldly as the APC begins to drive away from Div 7. "What do you want?" "Oh, just wondering where you got that funny-looking tattoo. Looks pretty badass." Seymour scowls at the soldier darkly and declares forcefully, "It's none of your business." "Well, any business is my business. Am I right, men?" The troops within the APC cheer in response to the old soldier's words. Seymour, however, is not amused and looks up into his smug face with mounting irritation. Fuck off. Jeez, fine, buddy. Just trying to be friendly to a fellow soldier. The old soldier leans back in his seat, his arms crossed defiantly, but still retaining his smile. Used to be a time when troops would respect their superiors. But now, infuriated by the condescending tone in the soldier's voice, Seymour looks him straight in the face and exclaims as vehemently as he can without resorting to shouting, "You're not my superior." "Oh, really? Well, somebody sure thinks highly of himself." "I agree. I think you need to remember who your superiors are." "Why, you..." Jumping from his seat as though he's hit with an electrical shock, with his face a blotchy scarlet and his yellow teeth bared in fury, the soldier raises his hand and smacks Seymour across the face as hard as he can before yelling irately, "I've served 6 times in the red zones. I've taken bullets for my commanding officers and been elbow deep in Al-Zora guts. And who the fuck are you? You're just some no-name grunt who by all rights should be on the ground kissing my ass as we speak. Or do you need some lipstick first?" As the troops in the APC laugh heartily at the old soldier's words, Seymour calmly stands, his vitreous eyes shining with rage as the troops overzealously haze his words. Without a word, Seymour grabs the old soldier's head. The old man's face immediately turns from hilarity to horror and forcefully smashes it into the thick back wall of the APC, breaking his jaw and instantly knocking him unconscious. Firmly grabbing the old man's limp lower jaw, which hangs loosely from one hinge, Seymour puts a foot on the old man's chest to hold him down and rips the jaw clean off his skull, spraying blood upon the dumbstruck squad as they wordlessly watch. Keeping his eyes fixed on the horrified troops, Seymour then opens the door of the APC and tosses the severed jaw out onto the street. Watching the blood leak anew from the gash upon his head, Seymour glares coldly down at the old soldier's bleeding, cataleptic form. He looks hideously deformed without his lower jaw and speaks venomously while the other soldiers recoil in fright. "If we are telling war stories, I'll refrain from telling you mine. You'd never sleep another day in your life if you did." As a blue-jacketed squad backs...
Skull Skates and Una's Picnic in the Park, a skate jam, July 4th from 4 to 8 p.m. BC Skate Park. Come down to hang or skate, starring Andy Anderson and world-class freestyle skater Kevin Harris. Food and refreshments, skateboard games, and prizes for everyone. The event is open to everyone, so come one, come all. Rice and Beans Theater presents Loomings, or The Whale, a powerhouse fantasia loosely inspired by Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Playing at Pandora Box Studios from June 27th to 29th. July.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now. On Wednesday, July 9th, Almond Dunes comes to the Biltmore Cabaret, on tour to support his latest release, Love. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Biltmore Cabaret, and online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to biltmorecabaret.com.
Listening. Oh, there we go. All right, you're listening to Radio Zero. I'm your host, Cam. Tyler is on his way. Ha, big surprise. It's just past 2 o'clock. It's Friday. It's July the 4th. Happy America Day. Today we have special guests in the studio, Linus Booth of Jokers of the Scene fame. So he'll be arriving when Tyler gets here. In the meantime, we're going to play a couple of tunes. And, I don't know. Call me up if you want to, 822-2487. Sorry, 604-822-2487. And once again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This show is called Radio Zero. I'm with you until 3:30, at which point Narbar takes over. Get us at the Twitter, on the Twitter, on the internet. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. You can check live track listings, see what we're playing, etc., etc., etc. Go to RadioZero.ca. You can see all the archived shows, special guests, and all that kind of cool shit. So, yeah, let's do this. Happy Friday. This is Shamir on Radio Zero.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
That tells us. Mi chiamo Mona. Dammi un bacio. Mi piace molto. Voglio andare adesso. Mi chiamo Mona. Dammi un bacio. Mi piace molto. Voglio andare adesso. Vieni qui. Bevi con me. Vieni qui. Mangia. Vieni qui. Bevi con me. Vieni qui. Mangia. Mi chiami Mona. Dammi un bacio, mi piace molto, voglio andare adesso, mi chiami Mona, dammi un bacio, mi piace molto, voglio andare adesso, vieni. Vieni qui, mangia, vieni qui, bevi con me, vieni qui, mangia, mi chiami Mona, dammi un bacio. Mi piace molto, voglio andare adesso, mi chiami Mona, dammi un bacio, mi piace molto, voglio andare adesso, vieni qui, bevi con me. Vieni qui, mangia, vieni qui, bevi con me, vieni qui, mangia, mi chiami Mona, dammi un bacio. Piace molto, voglio andare adesso, mi chiami Mona, dammi un bacio, mi piace molto, voglio andare adesso, vieni qui. Vieni qui, mangia, vieni qui, bevi con me, vieni qui, mangia, mi chiamo Mona. Mi piace molto. Mi chiami Mona. Dammi un bacio. Mi piace molto. Voglio andare adesso. Vieni. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Alright, you're back with Radio Zero. You're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Radio Zero. It's Friday, July the 4th. Happy Independence Day to everybody in America. You're live and direct right now with none other than Mr. Linus Booth of Jokers of the Scene.
Hey, guys.
He's going to be taking us through... What, are you going to take the rest?
Sure, if you let me.
All right, he's going to take us right on through.
6 hours?
Yeah, it's about a 9 hour show.
Yeah, we'll be here until 9 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 to 9 every Friday. 2 to 10.
2 to 10.
Depending
today,
on.
Today only.
Yeah, depending on the day. Cool. So Linus, before we start, I have a couple questions for you. One, do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on with your release on Throne of Canada and what's happening with that label?
Yeah.
Okay.
Recently, I guess, when was that? Beginning of June, end of May, we, Jokers of the Scene, finally released our debut album. And we kind of had a hand in starting a new label to release it. Throne of Canada was a collaboration that we proposed to Throne of Blood and New Canada to release the album, and happily they both went for the idea, and the whole project has been basically a collaboration between us, Throne of Blood, New Canada, and the fourth partner, Sean Dack, who graciously made videos for all 11 tracks, so there's a video album component to it as well.
Awesome. And how do people get their hands on that?
The videos have slowly been put out through a bunch of media partners. We've gone through, I think, 9 of them. There's still 2 more to be debuted. And in the end, we're going to find a site to host all of them that will compile them as one release.
Sweet.
But up to this point, I guess YouTube, Jokers of the Scene, End Scene, you should be able to find them. Or
all right.
Follow our social media sites. There's links to them.
All right.
And as far as the album goes, the vinyl is in better shops or online retailers. And digital, we finally just set up a band camp. I feel like we're the last people to set up a band camp.
Band camp is tight.
Yeah, no, it's smart.
Yeah,
it's especially smart, with the way SoundCloud's going. Band camp seems to be the one.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud has dropped in the last little couple.
It's gotten kind of shaky.
Yeah. I don't even know how to use the app anymore. I'm looking at it going, I don't recognize this anymore.
I mean, I've finally gotten used to like the idea of using it like
again.
Yeah. And I'm like, cool, but now they're again messing it up, and it's going to be...
Well, and this business with Universal is a bit much.
Yeah, well, now they can just kind of blindly...
Yeah, they can just take down whatever bootleg, any content,
take down
for
anything they want.
Yeah, without SoundCloud's like oversight.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had tracks removed of our own, stating that we sampled a certain song, and I'm like, well, we did, but you guys ID'd the wrong sample, so no, this shouldn't be removed for this reason.
Well, let's put another on top of it.
Yeah, as long as somebody's on top of something.
Yeah, very good.
For sure.
All right. What are we listening to right now?
This is the Wildest Dreams album, which was kind of a lost DJ Harvey psychedelic rock record that he recorded supposedly within the last few years. And Small Town Supersound just released it.
Cool.
It's about him living in LA, so it's like a weird psychedelic rock record, which is pretty awesome.
Alright. Yeah, Far Out is exactly how to describe that.
Yeah.
Very good. Speaking of Far Out, me and Fetchuk went to Kraftwerk last night. Did you go to that show by any chance?
No, I got in late and was exhausted, so I wish I'd known before I got here that they were playing last night, because I continually miss them everywhere I am.
Yeah, I thought it was...
And yet again, I
thought it was the day before you got here.
Yeah, I know, so I gave up.
I advised you inappropriately, yeah.
That's too bad. It was that was a Far Out experience.
That was a Far Out experience.
Cool. Yeah.
I look forward to hearing your version of the story that I hear from everybody else. I mean, I've seen the same photos on every city.
Yeah, it was like 99%. My Instagram was just a bunch of stuff I had previously seen in the previous 15 minutes last night. Like, every time I picked my phone up, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like, everyone I knew was at the show.
No, that's good. I couldn't be bothered to even use my phone.
Well,
that's good, too.
Yeah.
There were extenuating circumstances.
It was good. Well, the whole thing was good. It was like, it was a little bit, like, less of a party vibe than I was really hoping for. Like, it was a seated experience.
I did like that about it, though.
Yeah, you see, I kind of went between liking it and hating it, because, like, I saw two people begin to dance and get kicked out by security guards.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's kind of too bad. You should at least have the opportunity to enjoy yourself physically.
But I mean, you're at like a you're at a theater at basically an art like an art performance. You're at it's not a party just because they're playing music. Like you wouldn't go to a movie and start dancing in your seat at a movie and expect like that's going to be chill.
Yeah, it's not really a one-to-one analog. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not like going to the movies.
Yeah, it was more than that, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
I appreciated being a prisoner of their art in my seat for 3 hours there.
A prisoner. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, so for now that we've alienated the last listener that we have, let's get back into it.
Yep.
You are listening once again to Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're here with Linus Booth of Jokers of the Scene. This is Radio Zero. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio for live track listing, radiozero.ca for archive shows. Yeah, we're here till 3:30. Enjoy!
You know, I don't even know why you bother talking. What an utterly fantastic Thank you. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Quetzalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalana Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Whoa, what happened? What's happened here?
All right.
Well, classic. The
mics are on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, it's working.
It is? Is the light just
off? It's working. The light's off. There was an email about the light.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've been listening to Linus and Jokers of the Scene playing some choice cuts stuff there. And this weekend in the city, tonight at the Fox, Benedek is playing live, as well as Liam from Mood Hut, and Derek D from Pacific Rhythm will be there DJing as well.
Tomorrow night there is a secret party with Fettburger. If you know where that is, then sweet.
Will you tell me?
I'll tell you. If you don't, then maybe you'll find out. There's also I'm doing a party at the Red Gate Warehouse thing with Ashley Luck of Lie and Zoo, and we'll be playing Techno House Records, as well as Red and High Functioning Flesh are playing live to sort of
High Functioning Flesh from LA.
Yeah.
Yes.
To sort of like cold wave industrial bands from California. So that's going to be pretty tight.
Is your show going to be an earlier one and the Fettburger later?
Can I do both? You can do both. They're at the same time, roughly.
Okay. Are they close?
Yeah, they're relatively close. You can.
Perfect.
It's about a 5-minute cab ride between two.
It is attainable.
It is attainable, yes.
It is an attainable experience.
It is an attainable experience. So lots of options tomorrow, guys. If you're one of those Union Street people, you can get on a bike rave. You want to go bike raving tomorrow, Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A new bike just for it.
You got one. Okay, well,
that's good. Sounds like a good weekend for me to be here, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice weekend for you to be here, yeah. I have a spare bike, you know.
I have some spare neon tubing.
Okay, well, let's get cracking here. More tracks, and we'll have the show up on the site radiozero.ca for home listening pleasure anytime.
Or homeless listening.
Or homeless listening on wherever you want.
Yeah. Mobile devices.
Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Park!
So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm the son of a gun.
Numbers up, you have to go. System says I told you so. Stopped in a plane like a truckload of cattle. Set off to slaughter in a useless battle. Thousands of us set off to die.
You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, which is broadcasting live right now. Hello, sir, are you there? Skateboarder. Skateboarder. Is that rude just to yell the word skateboarder? It's a random skateboard. Oh, you guys got skateboards. Can you come here for a sec? Can you guys come here for a sec? We're broadcasting live from CITR Radio. Can you make the sound, some skateboard sounds, just so we can prove to people that we're That doesn't sound like a skateboard sound. Okay.